This is it. This is the Business Greenhouse podcast, and I'm Emmy Faust. You are an entrepreneur, an aspiring entrepreneur, a founder of a business that's already successful, and you are looking to grow a thriving company. You care about the planet, you care about the people you employ, you care about your suppliers, your customers, your stakeholders, and you care about making a positive impact on those around you. Let's get on with the show. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Business Greenhouse. It is February 2020. I have had a little bit of time off, which has been really nice, and I'm back with my second series, and this series is going to be still focused on helping people to grow a thriving business, but it's going to be a little bit more focused around the work that I'm looking to do with female entrepreneurs. I'm going to be launching the Business Greenhouse Club at the end of this month, which is basically going to be a resource or a place for female entrepreneurs and women working for themselves to connect and support each other, to learn and to have fun. So yeah, I'm going to be focusing more on that in 2020. And today I'm going to be talking about business planning. And I know business planning, oh God, it sounds kind of quite boring, doesn't it? It is boring for a lot of people, I think. Can even be boring for me sometimes. But if I'm working on a project that I love, which is what I tend to do these days, then I actually find the business planning process really fun, because out of it comes the, you know, the plan for the business, which is exciting. And if you're looking to get funding from the bank or from outside investors, you probably need a really good business plan. And if you are not looking to get funding, you probably put your own money, or you're putting your own time and energy into the project. And so it's definitely worth having a clear plan of action. I think I read somewhere that, you know, a business plan helps your idea become a reality, because it's actually just the process of going through everything. It's not necessarily the final document, which, you know, is useful, but it's the process of thinking everything through and thinking about what might happen or what might get in the way. So yeah, business planning. We're going to chat about that today. Why might you need a business plan? Well, as I've mentioned, if you are looking for outside investment, or if you're looking to get funding from a bank, they would definitely want to see that they've got a good likeliness of getting their money back. So they'd want to have seen that you've thought everything through and that you've got a clear plan. I think it kind of depends on the amount of money you need as to whether you need a business plan. If you are small and you just need a, you know, a very small amount of money, you probably just need to put together something quite basic. Whereas if you're looking to get like 3 million quid or something like that from VCs, then you're going to need to put something together that is a lot more, when I say complicated, that's not the right word, that's a lot more thorough. I think it also depends on what type of business you have got. So if you are setting up a business that doesn't need any capital and it's just you and you're not going to be holding stocks, maybe you're like a consultant like me, it's good to have a plan in your head of who you're going to target in terms of your customers and what your products are you going to be offering and your pricing strategy and things like that. But you don't need to have anything anywhere near as complicated or thorough as a business that is looking to, you know, sell products and is going to be holding stock, and maybe you're looking to sell those globally eventually, and you want to get investment, then you definitely need to have something more, you know, a well thought out plan. And I think business planning sounds like one of those really scary things. It is good to do it with someone else, because I think otherwise it can be quite overwhelming. I've done business planning with my clients, and obviously if you've got money, it helps to pay a business expert or someone to help you. But if you don't have money, you can talk to friends and maybe do like little sections with them. Maybe you could do it. You could ask your supplier for some help, because obviously if you're going to get funding, then it's going to help your supplier. So they might be able to help you with some of it, or find a mentor. And also a lot of the councils, I know they do in London. I think they do probably all throughout the UK. They run courses for people looking to set up a business and needing help with their business planning. So it's definitely worth trying to find someone else that can help you do this, because otherwise it might be quite overwhelming. And I think the thing to think about is, lots of people say, oh, I did a business plan and I just chucked in a drawer and I never thought about it again. And anyway, I totally pivoted and did something else. Well, that's fine. You know, loads of people pivot. We set up businesses and then we ended up setting other businesses off the side. And I think it's just the fact that you've done that process. It's the fact that you've thought through how everything is going to work. That is probably the most important thing. So even if you do put it in a drawer, at least you've thought everything through in advance. I do encourage my clients to kind of use the business plan as a working document, so to review the SWOT analysis every quarter and to look at the competitor research and review that and add in any, you know, new competitors. And also we put together a marketing strategy and a marketing plan, which we're constantly, you know, looking at and making sure that we're on budget. And I think also the financial forecasting and budgeting is something that you'd look at and review on a monthly basis too. So hopefully it's not going to be a document that you just, you know, do and then forget about it. Hopefully it is something that you're going to constantly be looking at and seeing if you were right, and also just making sure that you're recording and reporting on what is happening. So how do you do a business plan? Well, there's a really good template that I've used a couple of times from the Prince's Trust, and that's free to download. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I suggest breaking it into chunks, because if you just think about doing the whole thing, that is very overwhelming. If you break it into chunks, then, you know, you could just say you're going to do a chunk a week. And I think, you know, there's probably like 10 different chunks to do. So that would probably take you like 2 months. And obviously, depending on the amount of funding you need and the sort of how in depth you need to go, some of those chunks could be just, you know, really basic. I think, you know, that depends on obviously what you're looking to get out of it. If you're struggling with figures, I know doing the financial forecasting for a lot of people does feel like a real nightmare or something that they're going to really struggle with. You could ask your accountant to help you with that. And again, if you don't have the money, then try and find a friend or someone that you know who is switched on with numbers and who likes numbers. Maybe they did something at like, you know, like that at uni, or they work in an analytical role and they're just quite familiar with spreadsheets, and you can get them to just help you put together something really basic. And what you're going to put in it? Well, the business trust one, it, as I said, that's a good template. And I think there's quite a few things that need to go in it. You have to have looked at things like the market research, and I'll talk about a bit more about that. Having a look at your competitors, who your customers are and your audience. Think about what resources you're going to need both internally. So what kind of, do you need to hire staff, or are you going to need external resources like freelancers and agencies? You're going to also do a SWOT analysis, one of my favorite things. Done loads of podcasts on those, so I can link to that in the show notes. You're going to look at your marketing, so how you're going to get your customers, what products are you selling them, and you're going to look at your cost and pricing strategy. And then also the things like operations and logistics, and then the financial forecasting. So I'm going to talk briefly about both of those. I will do a standalone episode on each of those. But if we just quickly run through them, so market research is going to be a mixture of desk research, which would be things like finding out data from, you know, you can go to the library and look at reports, or you can find out from looking online, looking at things like keyword trends, and then field research, which would be, you know, asking customers in person or talking to people, and doing things like questionnaires, and you could use SurveyMonkey for this. So just create some basic questionnaires and get some feedback from people. So that is something that I'm looking to do for the Business Greenhouse Club. I want to find out what these female entrepreneurs need help with. I want to find out what products and services they most want, what they'd be prepared to pay for them. I want to create something that is amazing for them. And so in order to do that, I'm going to do my research and I'm going to do a questionnaire. And then from the feedback that I get from that, I will know that I'm creating the right kind of products. I'll know I'm charging the right prices, and I will know what opportunities are out there in the market. So that's really, really important. Get your market research done, and also do a review of your competitors. So I think with competitors, it's not about trying to copy them. It's about where are the opportunities, where are the gaps in the market, what are they not doing? From your research, what needs are there that the customer's got? And if you can spot opportunities in the market, that's really good. And also it's thinking about how you're going to differentiate yourself from your competition. So there could be so many competitors out there, and it's all about differentiating yourself and having something different. So look at your unique selling points. What is it that makes you different from your competitors? And that's where you're going to really want to stand out. Being clear on your customers and your audience is also really important. So, you know, creating customer personas and really nailing down into who you think your ideal customers are and what their needs and their pain points are. That's something that's key to do. And then a SWOT analysis, as I've said, that's looking at the strengths and weaknesses within the business, and then opportunities and threats in the marketplace. And, you know, that's how we were successful in our businesses, was we just spotted some opportunities that were, you know, trends that were coming up that other businesses hadn't, you know, weren't acting on, and we set up a successful business just basically based on that. We saw that that something was happening in the digital space with regard to programmatic advertising, it was called, and we were one of the first three agencies in the UK to set that up. So if you can always be thinking about what's going on in the marketplace, what trends are there, what customers, you know, wanting, and just making sure that you are responding to that, or at least you're thinking about that. When it comes to operations and logistics, that again is just making sure that you know things like how you're going to get your products to the customers, if you need storage space, how that's all going to work, just kind of like the operational side of the business, which is really important as well. And then cost and pricing strategy. So that's looking at what you're going to be charging, how much money you're going to be making, and also thinking about, what you're going to charge your customers and things like the profit margin and things like that. And then last of all, we've got the financial forecasting, which, as I said, is something that you probably might need to get a little bit of help with. And again, it depends, you know, for some of my clients, we've just done forecasting for the next year because we just wanted to show the investors what the opportunities were for the next year. And then for the following years, we've done, you know, much more basic, almost like estimated amounts. We've also looked at competitors and seen how much money they've been making. And again, that is a good mark of the opportunities in the market. But I think, again, if you want to get funding, then you're going to probably have to do a financial forecast for maybe three, sometimes 5 years. And that's, again, probably where you're going to need some help. So those are the things that you're going to need to put in the business plan. It was really interesting to get all the great feedback from everyone on LinkedIn about whether they did a business plan, whether they felt it was useful. Lots of people said that, you know, they weren't winging it, but they had a plan in their head, but they hadn't actually necessarily written it down on paper. And some of them kind of said they wish they had. So even if you're already running a business, you can still take some time out, you know, an hour a week to do one each of these things so that you've got, that you've thought it all through and that you've got something there. It doesn't need to be really, really complicated, especially if it's just you and your consultant or a standalone business. And, you know, you don't need funding, but it's still a good idea to have done the business plan. So have a look at all the feedback on LinkedIn. Thank you so much to all the people that that have commented on that. There was like 80 comments or something. So it was great to get everyone's feedback. And my other thought would be, don't spend so much time planning, doing a business plan that you never actually get started. You know, someone on LinkedIn did actually make that comment that they were kind of using it as a way to procrastinate. So they just spent so long planning that they never actually got anything live. And I think I've seen that with potential clients as well, where they're just going round and round and round in circles, and it's kind of an excuse not to get going. So my thought there would be, how can you just test really small without a massive investment? You know, could you do it with a friend? Could you just create a few products? Could you create this minimal viable product where you just create something that's really basic that might not even, you know, look like how you want the end product to look? It's kind of just like getting it done, getting it out there. So, you know, my first podcast was not, well, my first few podcasts, I mean, even this is not like the final product that I hope to have, but just by getting it out there, it allows you to get feedback. It allows you to understand if there's a market for it and all those kind of things. So what I'm going to be doing with the Business Greenhouse Club is, obviously, I said I'm going to be doing the survey and I'm going to be doing my research. And I'm just going to set up a really basic site on Squarespace, which cost me, I think, £15 a month. I'm going to probably host a few small events and get some feedback. And then I'm going to take it from there. I'm not going to put loads of money and time and energy into building something that I don't actually know is what people want. And I can just do that in the background and get that going. So my thought would be is, don't let the business plan delay you from just testing the waters and getting out there and seeing if there is an opportunity for your idea. Yeah, so thanks so much. So many great people commenting. Vicky Schilling, Tracy Hooper, Sarah Clay, Jessica Fanny, loads and loads of people commenting. Really great insight. And also just a quick hello to all the people that are listening to my podcast. It's quite, I don't know, I just didn't expect my friends to be listening, and a couple of my friends have said, oh my God, I've been listening to your podcast. Do you want some feedback? I love feedback as well. I love to know how I can improve. So do get in touch if you've got any feedback for me, and thank you for listening. And I'm really looking forward to helping you grow a thriving business in 2020, and to make sure that you're spending your valuable time and money and energy on growing a business that's going to thrive. And that is really important. You've been listening to the Business Greenhouse podcast, and I am Emmy Faust. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I will be back again next week with more ideas and strategies and tactics to help you grow a thriving business. If you want more information on anything that I've talked about in this episode, you can go to emmyfaust.com/podcast, and you will find all of my show notes.